News outlets parsed this week's summit between President Donald Trump and China's Xi Jinping for its choreography as much as for its content. Who was and wasn't on the greeting committee, the literal stances of the two leaders, even the first handshake's approach angles. And Scott Tyson reports today from Beijing on this week's consequential contribution to U.S.-China discourse. Behind the body language and between the lines, a bilateral reach for global leverage and a changing power dynamic. For your weekend, we also have our reviewers' best books of May, including one that brings a blast of fresh polar air, and our essayist's remembrance of how his seventh grade self answered the call of poetry. It's Saturday, May 16th. Our next daily podcast will be on Tuesday, May 19th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Clay Collins. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or to our app for our latest briefs and reported stories. Here are today's curated Monitor stories. Beyond the flattery and pomp, the Trump-Xi summit underscores the narrative that China has risen to peer status with the United States, with Xi Jinping ever more confident that his long-game strategy is paying off while U.S. leverage is shrinking. And Scott Tyson reports from Beijing for the Monitor. Tuesday's GOP primary in Kentucky pits President Donald Trump's power and the pull of party unity against an independent-minded lawmaker with deep ties to his constituents. Sophie Hills reports from Shelbyville, Kentucky, for the Monitor. Labor Party challengers appear set to push Prime Minister Keir Starmer out of power, thereby adding to the United Kingdom's seeming nonstop leadership churn over the past decade. Why does it seem like Britain is no longer governable? Mark Rice Oxley reports from London for the Monitor. Lebanese emergency responders are facing unprecedented casualties from Israeli strikes. While they carry the loss of their colleagues, any bid to dissuade them from life-saving work has instead deepened their resolve to continue. Scott Peterson reports from Nabatea, Lebanon, for the Monitor. Historical anniversaries share space with satisfying mysteries and far-flung, imagination-stretching novels in our roundup of May's best reads. They include Matt Haig's The Midnight Train and a look at the perfect coincidence surrounding Thomas Jefferson and John Adams. Reviewers write for the Monitor. Finally, our essayist looks at how poetry stretches the possibilities of words and enriches life's rhythms. He also submits a poem of his own. You can find the full essay and poem on our website. Contributor Todd R. Nelson writes for the Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Noel Flatt and Victoria Hoffman.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.